Later this week, Parshas Bo'i, we have the mitzvah of Achezazel Nachem Rish Chodashim. It's the mitzvah which the Chinuch explains, the mitzvah is to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Chodesh mitzvah is on the Sanhedrin. On Sanhedrin Gedolot, in Eretz Yisrael, or the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, and Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafeis, it's mitzvah on Gedol HaYadah. Interesting, it's the mitzvah miyuchad on the Gedol HaYadah, and the Sanhedrin, that they should be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. How are they Mekadosh L'Chodesh? They're Mekabel Edom. Edom come and testify in Amei that they saw the new Levana, the new moon. The moon came out this month, and Bezalel listens to that Edis, the Makabal that Edis, and then the Makash HaChoyesh, they say Makudish, 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 and it becomes a Shchoyesh. And based on that, Chalois of a Shchoyesh were Kavei all the Yom Tovim. And this is a mitzvah saying the Torah. The Edom that come to be Meir are not being became the mitzvah. But what the Edom are doing is the Messiah Yideus Mitzvah. They have a schus of helping the Sanhedrin be became the Mitzvah. This Mitzvah is miyuchid on the Sanhedrin. They're the ones that have this Mitzvah Saseh to be Mekash L'Chodesh, and anyone that helps them that comes to say this, they're being Messiah. They're helping them be became the Mitzvah. So, Bavus, the famous first Rashi and Chumash, Rashi starts off and says, B'hoi tzorf tachos ha-Torah elam ha-Chesh ha-Zelachem. The Torah of Chaya could have started with the first mitzvah, Achezaz Anachem. Shehi mitzvah rishayin eshin stava bo Yisrael. The first mitzvah, the Torah, that the Yidin were given. That's famous for Rashi. You have to understand this Rashi. Why is Achezaz Anachem the first mitzvah? This is in Pashas Boi. In Chaya we had until now three other mitzvahs. We had in Pashas Gracious, Puravu, and Lechacha we had the mitzvah of Mila, and Vayishlach we had the mitzvah of Gedanasha. In the Sefer Achinuch, this Achezaz Anachem is mitzvah Dala, is the fourth mitzvah. So why is Rashi calling it the first mitzvah? So the Rishonim stand on this Rashi, the Chizkuni and the Reim, they say that Rashi means the Torah could have started with the first mitzvah, that's what Rashi Medayek and Meduya consists, and it started by Yisrael, the first mitzvah that was given to Am Yisrael. The other mitzvah's Puravu was given to other Marishan, before Klai Yisrael became an Am, before it became an Am Yisrael. The mitzvah of Minu was given to Avraham Avinu and to Bnei Keturah, also was before it became Am Yisrael, before it became Klai Yisrael. And even the mitzvah of Kedanasha was given to Yaakov Vinu and the Shvatim, but that was also before we became Am Yisrael. You have to understand a little bit what they're saying, the Chizkuni and the Reim, because when did Klai Yisrael become an Am? L'Chor became an Am with Matan Torah. But this mitzvah of Achezaz Anachem, if you look in the Pasha, was given while they were still in Mitzrayim. So while they were still in Mitzrayim, what was the big difference between Klai Yisrael and Yaakov Vinu and the Shvatim and even Avraham Avinu? What was the big difference? Why is this called? I saw in the Shari Aaron, he brings down from a Sefer Meshefer that says a little different, and maybe this is what Rishonim mean also. He says that Rashi means that this is the first mitzvah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it says all the mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's called Teres Moshe. All Teres was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Teres says these first three mitzvahs, Puravu, Amila, and Gedan Asher, were given again later on to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's repeated it, said it a second time. So there's a whole sequence in Hebnath in Zion, the mitzvahs that were repeated, some of them were given, some are the Zionists in there, and some are for the Yidden afterwards. But like upon him, these first three mitzvahs, Rashi is saying, we could have started from when Moshe Rabbeinu started giving the mitzvahs. Because the mice, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to repeat any mitzvahs that were said before, and with an entire mitzvahs. And that's what Rashi means. That was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The purpose of repeating was to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave them. That mitzvah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were just told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael.
Was
it repeated again after Hasina?
Yeah, the Nekuda that has to be repeated is because it's held of Mount Torah. It was given before,
it's
not
yet. Shabbos was given. Right, in the Mara. There were three mitzvahs given in the
Mara. Shabbos was
three. Right. It was repeated. I hear you say. But what does Rashi mean in the beginning? The famous Rashi, Hitzorch, the Haskell Sayyid and Machesh and Lachem, means to start off with all the mitzvahs to give to Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's talk about this week's edit of the first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kishon Chodesh. On the Indian of Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Minchas Minch explains, it's poshut, you need all Hilchas Eidus. Any halachas that apply to Chesh Mishpah and Hilchas Eidus apply to Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. And one of the halachas we know is you need Eidus Shatei Cholazima. It's a Gemara Baba Kama, the Fayin Hayim of Beis, and in Sanhedrin, the Femalchum Beis, and other places also, that Eidim have to be able to be Muslim. In the Torah, there's a famous Pasha of Eidim Zeriman, which is a big Chiddush, that really, normally, when you have two Edom contradict two Edom, it's trey, and it will be a suffix. If two Edom say Reuben's chayv 100 dollars, two other Edom say he's not chayv, he's potter, that would be trey. That would be a suffix. It would be two Edom against two Edom. You'd weigh them equally, and it would be a suffix. You would go with Hilchus Fekus, Mochsik, and all the other ways with Machriya by suffix, but it would remain a suffix. But the Torah says a special chiddush of Hazama, that the second Edom don't just contradict them. They say it in a special nusach, and they make a specific point, and they say, Hey, Chatam Eidim, Imon Ho Yisim B'Yisayim. How could you be made you with us that day? For example, two Edom say that they saw Reuben borrow $100 from Shimon in Lakewood on this day, Tuesday. Two Edom made him come and say, Hey, Chatam Eidim, how could you say you saw this loan have to take place in Lakewood? Imon Ho Yisim B'Chicago B'Yisayim. You with us too far away in a different state that day. Then the second Edom are believed. Why? It's also two against two. That's a Gzeres HaKasa. The second Edom say, Mon Hayisim, you with us, that's a Gzeres HaKasa. The second Edom are believed. And there's a special Einish. Whenever two Edom say, Mon Hayisim, and then Mazen, the first Edom have an Einish, the Torah says, Kasha Zomam came Yasaloi. What they planned on doing to their victim, what they planned on doing to the guy they testified, we do to them. If they try to be Mechayiv, we win 100 dollars, we Mechayiv them 100 dollars. If they try to be Mechayiv, we win Malkus, we give them Malkus. They try to be Mechayiv and Misa, we give them Misa. Whatever they try to do, we do to them. That's the din of Kasha Zonam. And so the din of Eidim Shechta and Azimah means you have to be able to be Mazen them. If you cannot be Mazen them, then the Eidim Apostle. What's the case where you can't be Mazen them? So, as you know, went this morning, there's the one case of the Bas Koyin. It's a little bit complicated case, but the more simple case that the Gemara brings down many times is when two Eidim are made on a treif for the Yishchayiv Misa. A trefa, just like this trefa is by behemoth, it's an union of a trefa by a person also. If he has the same yitchas trefa as a whole in one of the 18 parts of the body, the Chazal tells us he's not going to live more than 12 months. He's considered gabra katela. He's considered, in a way, a walking dead man. He's walking, considered not really alive. So if two Edom say, he's chayav misa, and then two other Edom come and mazim them, and they say, Mon Ha'isim, you with us, after you've made on the Shefa, we can't give these two Edom Kasha Zalman. Because that would be too tough, there would be too much on them. They try to kill a Gava Katela. They would try to be made on a Shefa. They didn't try to kill a person who has a expected regular long life. They came to kill a Shefa who's already considered Gava Katela, so already considered a little bit dead. And these two Edom are healthy. To go give them Misa is too much. We can't give them Misa. So the Gemara says, that would be Eidah Shiyat HaChazim. You cannot give them Kashazam, you can't be Mazin them, therefore we don't accept the Eidahs at all. So it sounds a little funny, so therefore the Chafer gets away with it. The Chafer kills somebody, he can do what he wants, no one can be made against him, that's the way it is. No one can be made against him. And we know there's a Ben Shem must develop, and the Ben Shem will take care of him. If we don't do it with Eidim and Bez and Shemata, then Bez and Shemata takes care of him. But the problem is because there's a cost of that if the Edom or Eidah Shiyat HaChazim, you can be Mazim them, the apostle here, they cannot be made on this. Achor, you have a case where you could have two Edom made on a Trefa if the two Edom themselves are Trefas. If two Edom themselves have this Nekev in the Krim Shamayah, for example, the membrane around the brain, that's considered Trefa, and they're made on this guy, then to give them Misa, we could give them Misa. They try to give Misa to Trefa, we'll give them Misa. What? And you have to be able to mazen them. How are they? They would call Eshiyat HaChazima. I hear you asking.
If they try to kill somebody that was a traitor, I mean, the mice. If a traitor killed a
traitor,
you give Misa to the traitor?
Yes.
Who said? I mean, that's a fact.
Well, first of all, I'm talking about a traitor kills a chai, a regular person.
Right,
you're trying
to
mask the chef.
What would we be able to
check until the chef? It's all separate, Shaila, yes. Nothing to do with this. I think he's Chayim Misa. I think he's Chayim Misa.
No,
if you kill the chef. There's no Vesicha, remember, it's such a Gemara.
That's right.
That's Hiral.
If you
kill
the chef, be a potter.
Okay, fine.
If you kill the chef, you cannot give him Misa. So the same thing will be also. If you kill the chef,
you want to say if two Edom try to... So we might as well agree with this. If two Edom are Trefa, can they be made on a Trefa? Can they be made on a Trefa? Why?
Because you wouldn't kill them.
Because
you don't touch someone there either. They weren't trying to kill a person. You would get a different benefit than I'm trying to look for.
So the chassidim just took their choice as you killed them. Yeah, point is, two problems with this. Also, how is the next eidim going to be made on them? Maybe they didn't sell the eidim sheet.
But
the
chassidim
has to
be. You're right about that chassidim. Then if Reuven was a traitor and he killed Shimon as a traitor, then Reuven was high and killed him. I doubt.
Okay, back upon him, that the main point that the Mechasunach is making is that, I have to think about it, look it up. But the main point the Mechasunach is making is that Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh have to be Eidus Shavei HaZima. They have all those Eidus have to be able to be mazin them. So, in fact, the Mechasunach is like Asha. Every Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, how could you possibly be mazin them? What could you do to them? What's the Kasha Zaman? But if Eidim are saying that someone's Chayav Momin or Chayav Misa, Chayav Malkus, we could do. You try to give a guy Misa or Malkus, we could do it to him. But Eidim that came to make Rishchaydish, what are we going to do to them? What did they try to do? We're going to make them into Rishchaydish. What could we possibly do to Eidim that came to be made that today's Rishchaydish? Where's the Kasha Zaman? Where's the possibility of Eidim Zaman? Does it affect the Mechasana? So the Mechasana answers the Teretz that there's a very similar Kasha Taisis at the beginning of Malkus. The famous Mishnah says, "Give me a makas that if two Eidim are made on a Kayin, that he's a Ben Grusha Mechalusa." The din is, a Kayin is Asa to marry a Grusha, Midaraisa, or Chalusa, and Chayim Midarbanan. And if a Kayin is over and he's Baal Grusha, or Chalusa, or he marries a Grusha, or Chalusa, and they have a child, that child is a Chol. A Chol is a Kayin who's Pasul Navaidim. So if two Eidim are made on a certain kohen that wants to avoid them, they made on his lineage that this guy's father was born from a kohen who was over there, they married a grusha, and they want to make him into a chol and pass him on avoda. The Mishnah says you don't do kashas on them, and the chayyim Mishnah means even if the Eidim are kahanim themselves, the chayyim in case we're mazim the Eidim and say how can you be made that you know their whole history, you were in that area when this kid was born, at that time of his life. Mano Yisim be with us in a different country. So even if they're Kahanim, we don't make them, we don't say Kasha Zalman, they try to make them the Chol, we don't make them into Chol Alam, into B'nei Gush, B'nei Gush. So the reason is because the Gemara has a drush, because there's a Kosta, the Torah says, Kasha Zalman came yes Loi. The way they plan on doing, we do to them. We dash and Loi below Nazari. We have to do it to them and not to their children, And if you want to make them into a, make the Eidim to a Cholol, you have to make the children to a Cholol, because then of a Cholol, Chololus goes to Dairus. But that you cannot separate it. You cannot make a father into a chol and not his child into a chol. It goes to theirs. We have a special halacha, a level in Azari, so we don't make them into chololim. So, in fact, I said, Kasha, if you don't make them into a ben grusha ben chalutza, then chayra, these eidim should be always eidim shi'atach nazima. You cannot be mazim them. So, how do we ever accept eidus on the kayin that he's pasul chavayda, that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, and we know that you can? So Gemara, the end of Masechta Talmud, there's other places that they used to be accept Eidus on Kahanim to find out if the Kashuf Avoid or not. But how do you accept this Eidus? Eidus Shetach Nazima. So this is just two Tertzim. One Tertzim says is, the Gemara Baita, Bezon Bey says that wherever you can't do Kashuf Zomam, you give Malkus. So the Tertzim, Malkus will be in the place of Kashuf Zomam. But Malkus will make it Eidus Shetach Nazima. You can't be Mazen them. You can be Mazen them and say, Mono Yisim, and believe the second Eidim and give them a punishment of Malkus. We not going give them punishment of Kasha Zomam, but we give them Malkus. And Malkus is enough. Achar Yishias the Kasha right away. If Malkus is enough, so why do you ever have a problem of Eidim Shiat HaKhalazima? Even by our case of a traitor, two Eidim made on a traitor, we can't give them Misa because it's Gav HaKatayla they came to kill, so we can't kill them, but let's give them Malkus and that should be enough.
But this is a problem that you can't say Eidim. In a case where it's a problem that you can't even say Eidim. You got the opposite, it's not only that you can't get punished. You have the opposite, it could be in an open that you won't be able to, you can't be made.
But this case of two Eidim made on Shafer, what's the reason that's possible to be made? The reason is because it's Eidim Shafer from Azima. Because you can't give them Kasha Zomam of Misa. So why don't you say the Malkus is enough? The Teretz says that when do you say the Malkus is in the place of the Kasha Zomam, that's when they came to give someone else. Make me Ben Grusha Mechalutza. In comparison to Ben Grusha Mechalutza, Malkus is in the same league. Malkus is maybe on the same scale. It's something similar. So you could say we can't give them make them Ben Grusha Mechalutza, but we can give them Malkus, and that's enough for Kasha Zaman. But when two of them came to kill someone and give him Misa, then really Malkus is not enough. Just to say the fact that you give him Malkus, that's not called Eidus Shafei HaZima. Eidus Shafei HaZima has to be a little bit equivalent to what they try to do. You could say Malchus takes the place of other things, but doesn't take the place of Mitzvah. That's the Teres. That's why Treifu would have to be a case of Eidi Shiyat HaFalzima. But when they came to Meidon Ben Gushan Ben Chalutza, even though they we cannot make them into Ben Gushan Chalutza, the fact that you give them Malchus, that's considered Eidi Shiyat HaFalzima. There's a Meidon that the Mechassim, the same thing over here. Eidis on Kiddush HaChodesh, there's nothing we can do to them. We can give them Malchus. And giving them Malchus would be enough of to be considered Eidi Shiyat HaFalzima.
For one
set of Malchus for being made Eidi Sheker of. That's going to be, we're going to learn that. Why two sets? We're going to learn soon what the Drasha is, what the Malchus is. So in Pasuk, why you've been a case of the Russia, then what the Drasha? We're going to learn soon the Drasha. Then Texas gives another Teres. Texas says that in the case where you can't give Kasha Zamam, there's no halacha to begin with Eidi Shiyat HaFalzima. Because Tosfos explains, where do we know the whole halacha that you have to have Eidi Shiyat HaFalzima? Where does that come from? Where's this din that you have to have Eidi Shiyat HaFalzima? So Tosfos, the whole din comes from the fact that the Torah gave a Pasha Vazama. Since the Torah gave a Pasha of Kasha Zamam, obviously the Tzura of Eidis has to be a Tzura of that's possible to Kasha Zaman. This is the case of the Pasha of Eidus. You have to be able to apply all the halachas of Eidus. You have to be able to apply Kasha Zaman. And that's the whole halacha of that. If you can't do Kasha Zaman, then this is not the case of Eidus, which the Torah said. And that's why that's the whole halacha of Eidus Shefek HaZima. There's a meaning of the thesis. If the Torah itself said in a certain case there's no din Kasha Zaman, Yitaka don't need Eidus Shefek HaZima. The whole reason you need Eidus Shefek HaZima is that you have to be able to Mekai the Pasha of Hazama. But if the Torah said, in the case of Leibel and Nazari, there is no din of Kasha Zaman, then mainly you don't need Eidus Shatir Chalzim on that. So in Eidus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, you don't need the din of Eidus Shatir Chalzim. Okay, because where do we know the whole din you need Eidus Shatir Chalzim? That they should be able to be Muslim, because you have to be able to apply to them the Pasha Kasha Zaman. But if there is no Pasha Kasha Zaman, it doesn't start.
So say
by
Treif too.
By Treif, the Torah did say din of Kasha Zaman, you just can't apply it because it's not there, but it's not like Mufka. It's not like the Torah did not say Kasha Zaman. By Loiva Lazari, the Torah said it. The Mechatzchinuch wants to compare it to Kisha Chodesh also. Kisha Chodesh is not the pshat that you can't do it for a technical reason. There is no Kasha Zaman over here. There's nothing to do over here. Mechatzchinuch say the same thing over here. Where there's nothing to do, where there is no Kasha Zaman, then you don't need any Shafi Chazima. So the second test of Tosfos will also be Tosfos in this Kasha. And the first test of Tosfos will also be Tosfos. Since you're giving Malchus, that'll be in the place of Eidi Shiyat HaFalzima. There is Malchus in the Torah. It's a whole separate Joshua. We're going to learn now. What the Joshua is, why it's Malchus. But the myth of Sinach is the Kasha, according to the first Tosfos. The first thing of Tosfos is explaining why by Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza there's no problem of Eidi Shiyat HaFalzima because you Mekayim the Kasha Zaman with the Malchus, and the Mechassonich wants to say the same thing by Kiddush HaChodesh, that'll be the answer to our Kasha. By Kiddush HaChodesh, even though you can't have Kasha Zaman, the reason why it's Eidi Shiyat HaFalzima is because you give the Malchus. But effect of Mechassonich, Kasha and Lechayra, by Eidi Kiddush HaChodesh, there will not be Malchus. He says, B'chidush. Because if you remember the Gemara, that Bezim and Bez, the Gemara says, what's the whole mocha of Malchus by Eden Zerman? The Gemara says, let's see the Gemara again. The Gemara says, Ella remez Eden Zerman shalik min minayin. How do we know that Eden Zerman get Malchus? So the Gemara answers, the Pasuk says, that stikus a tzaddik v'shivus a rasha v'hoyim binakos a rasha. Because people are being masked to tzaddik, they're validating the tzaddik, they're making the tzaddik that he is a tzaddik, and Vashi was a Russian, they're showing that the Russia is a Russia, they get Malchus. So in fact, the Gemara, what does that mean? Mishum betzdik was a tzaddik, Vashi was a Russia, Vahim bin Akhis a Russia? Because the Edom are saying on a tzaddik he's a tzaddik, and on a Russia he's a Russia, they get Malchus. Why? They're saying the truth. So Gemara answers, El is talking about Edom Shashi was a tzaddik. Two Edom, they lied. They came to say a tzaddik is chayiv. It's chayiv in Einish, and it's not true. But also Edom Achrini, but Tzdikus Tzadik, came up to other Edom and they were mazim them. And they said, Imano Yisumi was with us, and they turned out that they made the person they were testifying against that he really is a Tzadik Mikara, Veshavinu Nahani Rishoyim, and they proved that Edom Zoyim and Arishoyim, Voyim Binakas Rosh, they get Malchus. Agoponim, this is the whole drasha from the Sikus Asag, which is a Russia, where in the case of Russia, that in the case of Russia, that in Zoyman get Malkus. Since the whole passage is talking about Eden that came to be Mashiach Tzadik, and the other two Eden came and protected Tzadik, Achayr is Mashiach from here, the only time you have Malkus by Eden Zoyman will be where they came to be Mashiach as a Tzadik, where they came to be Masik somebody. They came to be Machayv somebody something, either Machayv Mammon or Machayv Malkus or Machayv Misa. But in the case of Kisha Chodesh, where they didn't come to be Mashiach anybody, there was no victim. They didn't come to hurt anybody. There won't be Malkus. That was a beautiful Chodesh. I went to many times and I thought of that.
The love of the son is Cholok. And you don't say that love should be Malkus.
But since the whole Joshua, okay, the Ma'aseh says I saw in the Gosh the Binyan, the Behuda says the Svar also, and others say the Svar, but the Mechasunach is the one that's Ma'arachan. The Mechasunach says that Poshim Shah and the Josh is only when you came to Mashiach as a Tzaddik, and then they were found to be in Mizraim, that's the Zechir Malkus. And Mela, we're back to Akasha. By Kisha Chodesh, the Chodesh will not be Malkus. And not be Malkus, back to Akasha, we'll be Shvedish Yavich Nazimah. You'll say a second terrace. And a chanami.
And he says not a first
terrace. The second terrace will be a good terrace. According to the second terrace, you'll say that since there is no chazom over here, you don't need a shach
for
chazim.
But the first terrace is not.
The first terrace doesn't say that.
It's not in the parsha at all.
So Rabbi Sakasha, well, where do you know the Eidish Atiyachazim to begin with from? You know it from the fact that Teres is Kasha Zama. So you have to be able to Mekayim the whole Pasha. But over here, there is nothing Kasha Zama. Teres also is nothing Kasha Zama. So why do you need, so what's called Kasha to begin with? So, he expected us to say, you know, we were a little young then, he expected to say, that's his second Teres. Like, right. Very, very good, that's his second Teres. But what was the Kasha to begin with? The second Teres is so good, what was the Kasha to begin with? So he wanted to say the second test, the first test obviously did not hold that's the mokka of Eidish Atiyach Lazima. That the whole mokka is because the Torah gave Pasha Vazoma, that's why you need Atiyach. Obviously, this is a different mokka. And he puts down, if it's a Rashi, I think it's an Hedron that says that the reason is you need to be able to have a circle fear factor. You have to have the Eidim have to be a little bit afraid to lie, you have to be afraid of Pasha Vazoma. And that's the whole mokka, Eidish Atiyach Lazima. If the Eidim are not afraid to lie, nothing can happen to them. Then they're not Nemun. And that's the first there is that Malkus is with Malkum Kashazon. They have that fear factor, they're afraid to lie because of Malkus. But Akaponim, if you want to use this first there, the Chayyah, if you're going to say this Chiddush, that Vashiyu is a Tzaddik, that the whole Malkus is only when they came to Mashiach Tzaddik, when they came to affect somebody, if they came to affect anybody, there's no Malkus to begin with, the Chayyah back to Kasha. How do you have Eidish Akhazimah by Kiddush Chayyah? So the Mechassar basically says what the Ritz is saying. Muslim Zogin that this tradition is Ladavka. That the Emes says you can have Malkus even when there is no Vashiyu Sasadik. And it's just a Giloy that whenever there's no Kash Zaman, even though the Mechassar says it's a Shtaka, as far as I learned the Gemara that way, that the holding Malkus is only by Vashiyu Sasadik, and they came to be Mashiach somebody. But from this Kash will be Mukhach, at least the first test of Texas will hold that way, that there's no Din Malkus. That there's the Malkus, even if you were Mashiach Tzadik, even just like Yishachai yourself. But according to the second Teres, Mechas Chinuch says you can keep our Chiddush. You keep our Chiddush and say that the Malkus is only by when Mashiach Tzadik. The Malkus, according to the second Teres, the Malkus Kasher will be only when Mashiach Tzadik, and the Teres of the Kasher will be that you don't need Eidish Achalazim with no Degazam. And it'll come out of Merdek and Nafkamina between two Teresim. According to the first Teres, you have to say that by Eidish of Tiddush Achalish, when we're Mazim, they get Malkus. But according to the second terrorist, the Taisis will take us saying, you don't say this Kiddush. Eidim or Kiddush HaKiddush that become Muslim, to other Eidim come and say, Munu Yisim, Beisayim, they will not get Malkus. So the Emory that gets enough community to some Taisis.
Let's say,
what Orthodox?
So it's not
Eidim Zoyman.
It's
Orthodox.
Yeah. Orthodox Jewish Orthodox Jewish Orthodox
No.
You don't?
No.
That's a fact?
Yeah. Yeah, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says, Lestan is Lav Shem B'Maisis.
Yeah, but there's those that learn, Lestan is Lav Shem B'Maisis, cooked together, because that's how, because it says you get mouth from Lestan.
In Pashtun Gemara, Pashtun Gemara is a special case of where we believe the second Eidim. It came along to two other Eidim, but three was the Tzaddik, it's the whole case of Eidim Zerman. Only by Eidim Zerman do we have a special case of the Kosovo that they get Malkus. So that's the Moedig Nafmin, it's in two truths. And if Eidim Zerman is a Kishachar, a Moshel, two Eidim came and said that they saw the Levon and B'nai Barak Tuesday night, and they want to be made on the Chiddush HaLevon to be Mekadosh HaShchedosh, and two other Eidim come and say, how could you, here Chatham Eidim, you saw the Levon and B'nai Barak, you want to eat some in the Galil, you were with us far away, someplace else that night. So we believe the second Eidim, and according to the first Teretz, it's Mukhash to say they'll get Malkus, and according to the second Teretz, it's Lavdavka. We can say the Mukhash Chanuch Chiddush, that since they weren't being Mashiach a Tzaddik, they were only talking about the Levana, the moon, they weren't talking about anybody, the Tzaddik won't be Malkus. The Imri, I saw Nagayas on the Mukhash Chanuch, the Mitzayan, the Imri Bina, he wants to say the Mukhash Chanuch Svara, even by, you can really keep the Mukhash Chanuch Svara according to both Teretz. That after we Mashiach a Tzaddik, that's where you have Malkus. But he wants to say a svara that even Eidus HaKish HaChodesh is coming to be Mashiach Tzaddik. Even when Eidim are made on Levana, that is in Levana, it really is Negeya somebody. It could be Negeya, all the boys that are bar mitzvah that day, to make them into Gedolim, to be B'nai Einshim. According to these Eidim, that is Rosh Chodesh, so any boy that day that became a mitzvah that day, unless he did any Aveiro, or he was mazik somebody, he was playing baseball, and he broke a window, if not for them, he'd be a cop. But the Eidus could be considered a Mashiach Chodesh. Okay, Meir doesn't like it, Meir times it's too far removed.
Not only removed, but it's not the
as long as he gave somebody, he wants to stretch it. He wants to say, he says, other nafkaminas, this is Mibin, it's Chosh Vasef, Chosh Vachin. Mibin, he's from the Yishlam Shemaila, stories about him.
Rav Auerbach,
he was kind of the Mibstum about him in Yishlam Shemaila in the book. He was in the old days in Yishlam, from the Chosh Vachin. And Chosh Mishwadin, he says, another nafkamina would be, sometimes when you in the case when you have schir, we have to pay your rent on Rosh Chodesh. So according to the, it's not for these Eidim, it won't be Rosh Chodesh yet. You won't have to pay your rent yet. But according to these Eidim, they came to make a Rosh Chodesh to be mechayev money. So it's not enough. Kamina would be if someone had an Eved Ivri who goes out in sheish, who goes out in 6 years, and the 6 years ends on Rosh Chodesh. So according to these Eidim, they try to get the guy to lose his Eved that day. But not these Eidim, the guy would have his Eved one more day. So they caused them a loss. They lost him to lose his slave one day earlier. These are all cases we want to say that even Eidim HaKish HaChodesh can affect somebody. It could be Mashiach HaTzadik. Okay, then we have the Mechassan from Mr. Dalin, Eisi Dalin, and this very famous Chakir. Said, what would be the halacha if two Eidim, 12-year-old boys, came to be made that they saw the Levana? And their bar mitzvah was on Rosh Chodesh. So, Kadim Mechassanus, how does that work? Do we say that right now they're not bar mitzvah and we're not makabal the Eidus? Well, maybe Kadim Mechassanus, be makabal the Eidus right now and be makash Rosh Chodesh, and then on Mafreya turns out it was Rosh Chodesh already from last night, and at the time they said Eidus, there will be bar mitzvah. What? And then it would be good Eidus. Is that Kadim Mechassanus? Would that work? Whatever. You don't have to, but if you want to, you could do it. You want to listen to them and you want to create an effect that they have a mitzvah, came out of Yakash Shaedim, would that work? So the mitzvah wants to say with the Taisus that we went before, we told you two truths from the Taisus. Again, we have to have the Eidim have to be Eidim Shechter Chazima. So according to the first Teretz, that the Eidim Shechter Chazima comes from the Malkus, he said, in case we'll be Mazim, these Eidim, these boys, and we'll show it's not Rosh Chodesh, it'll turn out that they're only 12 years old. It's not good. So you can't get the Malkus. So they'll always be Eidim Shechter Chazima, because if we make it into Rosh Chodesh, they're Gedolim. But in case we're Mazim, then we won't be Rosh Chodesh, so they won't be Bar Mitzvah, so we'll be Eidim Shechter Chazima. But according to the second Teretz, that the whole din of Eidim Shechter Chazima is only where it's able to be Mekuyim Kashazama, over here, where you can't be Mekuyim Kashazama, you don't need Eidim Shechter Chazima, so you could be Makal these Eidim. Then the Mechassan from the next place, Eis is the Chakir in the other way. Let's say two adults in their 40s that come to Meir that they saw the Levana. And two other kids come along who are 12 years old and want to be Mazin then. And these kids, their birthday is on Rosh Chodesh. Their birthday is on Rosh Chodesh, and they'll become a mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh. The Eidim who are matan. So how does that work? If we accept the first two Eidim, and we make it Rosh Chodesh, it turns out that the second Eidim have a mitzvah, and now they're matan them, so it's not Rosh Chodesh. But if it's not Rosh Chodesh, then the second Eidim are not a mitzvah yet. So it turns out that we do believe the first Eidim, so this is Rosh Chodesh. But if it is Rosh Chodesh, the second Eidim are a mitzvah. So we do believe them, and it turns out that the first Eidim are not believe. And it's a galgal chayza. It keeps going around in a circle and it never ends. So what's the halacha over here? What do you do? Again, if you believe them, the first Eidim is Rosh Chodesh, so the second Eidim, they have a mitzvah. They get the Eidim, and the Hazlam was good. So we don't believe the first Eidim. If you don't believe them, then it's not Rosh Chodesh, so the second Eidim are the famine. So we don't believe them. So it just keeps going around and around. So what do you do over here? What? They saw the Eidim from Ketanim, but if you Makash the Chodesh, then Lamafreya, you make them into Gedolim. So it turns out that Lamafreya, they were Gedolim. Yes, that's what happens. When you make it Rosh Chodesh, you make it Rosh Chodesh Lamafreya from the night before. The whole day was Rosh Chodesh. That's what Rosh Chodesh is. So as I said, So the Michas Chinuch wants to say, L'chayra, the Eidim, it'll be up to Bezin. Basically, that's his maskana. He says that you let Bezin do what you want. If Bezin wants to be Makabal, the second Eidim, In the first Eidim that came to Meir as the Shredish, they were the 12-year-old boys whose bar mitzvah was on Shredish. That's what he says it's up to Bezin. The choice is up to Bezin. Because really, normally, when two Eidim come and one be made on a Shredish, Bezin doesn't have a choice. They have to be Mekayim, they have to be Mekabal Zayim. They have a mitzvah say to Mekayim Shoshkayim, they have to be Mekabal. But over here, when two kids come, they're not a mitzvah. Bezin can say, listen, right now you have a mitzvah, you don't have to listen to you, goodbye, go home. But if they want, they could listen to them and be Mekayim Shoshkayim and make them into Gedolim Mafreya. So Bezin has the yichelus to do that, to accept them and be Mekayim Shoshkayim, and then they'll be Gedolim Mafreya, and they would have a Shoshkayim. But they're not Mekhiv to do that. They're not Mekhiv to make them into Gedolim Mafreya. Only if they do it, it'll work. If they do it, they're allowed to do it, but they're not mechuyev to do it. But on the second case, that's not. He says something else. On the second case, he brings down a Rambam. There's the same as Rambam. Based on the Sugya Chodesh, Halacha Yud, and the Chodesh based on the Sugya Hashana Dachaf Hayam Adal from Ma'isim Galia and Bishua. The Gemara seems to say, and the Rambam says Beferish that Bezin and Mekadesh the Chodesh Betoyis is Mekudesh. Bezin makes a mistake, and the Mekadesh and the same Mekudesh remains Veshchodesh. Is the main the mechuzah to say that's what will happen over here when you makabel the first Eidim and you made a Rosh Chodesh, even though that in effect made the second Eidim Zeilim and they were mazin the first Eidim, but it's already too late. Even though you mazin the Eidim, it remains bezin shemakash lechodesh mechudesh betoyis, which is a shidduch chiddush, because maybe you might be mechalik. This is not considered a case of bezin was makash lechodesh betoyis. We actually passed the Eidim. But the Mechuzah says this began that Bezin was Makash Lechesh Betoyis and it will remain Rosh Chodesh. That's the law. Also, in this week's Sedra, we have the last three Makas of Abba Choshech and Makas Bechayis. And Makas Abba, the locust, since the Shikha wasn't that, the Pasuk says, the Yal Abba al Kol Eretz Mitzrayim beYonach b'chol Gevul Mitzrayim. The Abba rested in the whole borders of Mitzrayim. Pasha the Pasuk is saying that the Abba came in the entire Mitzrayim. The Baal Turim says the Santa Hekesh. It's a Medrash that I don't think we have this Medrash, but the Baal Turim brings down a Medrash that makes a Hekesh. It says over here by Yonach b'chol gevul Mitzrayim, a Loshon of a Yonach, and we also have the famous Loshon of a Yonach b'yom Shvi by the Pasha Shabbos, Yonach b'yom Shvi. So the Baal Turim brings down Malamed Shenocha Abba v'Shabbos. We learn out from here that the Abba rested on Shabbos. The Abba did not common Shabbos. So it's a sefer Sich HaPesach. It's a sefer, it's a leaket from most of Pia Shmua from Chaim Kanievsky. It's an enukul of his daughter of the sefer, things he heard from his Zedon in Yoni Pesach, and he speaks over there about Esamakis. He says, if Chaim is the kasha, it's an Amud Pevav of the sefer, He says, "What's shayach the whole meaning of shvisa for the abba from eating on Shabbos?" He says, "Even though when the abba, when the locusts eat on Shabbos, the chayyim are doing melachas kaitza. When they eat from mechuba, they're doing kaitza. One of the lamites melachas is kaitza to cut anything that's mechuba. And over here, when they eat from mechuba, the chayyim eat even melachas kaitza. But the problem is that this fresh gemara." That the din of shvisa behemtoi does not mean the lamtes malachas. It doesn't mean the behema cannot do the lamtes malachas. It means the behema should rest. And it's the gemara. The gemara says, "My midos behemtoi gavri sofim b'shabbos." A person's allowed to let his behemoth's pasture on Shabbos. What? So the Av also, whatever he's doing, and he brings down Tosfos says over there that kufav beizam and aleph. Right, so this is the Tosfos brings down that the Shin b'Mechilta, the man you knew of Shachar Chamacha, the Mechilta says this. Yochanan yichen otayil l'shein yichen oika. I might think, don't let the behemoth be toil l'shein oika. Don't let them eat. Hamolim the man you knew of beins and noyach and tzar. That's not l'shein b'Mechilta. That's not noyach for the behemoth. That'll be tzar for the behemoth. And Rashi Chumash brings down also. So Rashi Pashim Shpata brings down also. As it's Neshua in the fifth parak. That's an alaf from an alaf. That's an alaf from Beis. Who says that? Okay, let's see your third. So basically, he's asking, what was the shvisa by Abba that this is the Yonachim Shvi? What's past the whole union of Noach to be Noach and Shabbos telling the Abba not to eat? In the Noach and Hussah. So Chaim says, I think it'll be better. He brings on the Yishami in Tainus, Peregimel Chavav, and everybody knows this Yishami, but he knew this Yishami. The Yishami in Tainus, Peregimel Chavav says that the death of Abba is to be Lahashmet. They destroy. Not only do they eat everything, but they eat the roots and they eat the eights and the shrushim, and they destroy the whole plants and trees from producing raita. There's a meaning of Tainus of Chaim, when they eat the food, you could say, that's the Hanah. But when Abba eat the roots and the wood and the eights, there's no Hanah from that. That's their avoida, that's their work. Abba's avoid is when they have a gzeir in the shemaim to go make a magefa, they go and do their job and they destroy everything. There's a claim, that's the yinach of Abba, that they stop doing the work of destroying the roots, eating the eitzim and the roots. Based on this Yishalmi, that Abba, they don't only eat oichel, they don't only eat the food, they actually eat the wood also. And that part, and that's the part, that's the part that they rest in Shabbos. And then he has the kasha mitzad mitzriyim. Lamaisa was explaining why the Abba had off on Shabbos. Lamaisa, he asked, how do you understand what's the Mitzrayim had a day off on this Makkah? We don't find that about any of the other Makkahs. The other 9 Makkahs, we don't find that the Mitzrayim had a day off on Shabbos. What's the difference by Makkahs Abba alone, the Mitzrayim had a day off? So he says, he answers with the Medrash. The Medrash, Meister Abba, Perki Gimel, the fourth verse, so the measure says, Abba lo mehevi alein. What was the reason for Makas Abba? Menesha som was Yisrael zori chitim sayim. That's not the measure. Because they made the Yidden plant chitim sayim. Achayr means that they climb. They made the Yidden be over this climb with bikoch nefesh, and because of that they got the Einish of Abba. As a male, as Dr. Chaim, there's another measure, the Shmai Sirabba Perkei, Yilches, that says on Shabbos, the Mitzvim did not make the Yidden work. It was a special nest that the Ben Shalom put the machshav in their minds to give the Yidden a day off. They did not make them work on Shabbos. As a male, since they didn't work on Shabbos, they didn't make them claim on Shabbos. That's why they didn't have Abba, the Mach of Abba on Shabbos. But I was just thinking, you have to understand a little bit, so why they have the other 9 Machas on Shabbos? If they didn't make them work on Shabbos, what's up with the other 9 Machas? The Teretz is very good. Teretz is, all the Machas were not for the work that they made them do. The Machas were because they kept them in Shibu, they kept them as slaves. They didn't let them go out, they didn't let them go free. They were just let them go free, they didn't let them go free. That's why, even though on Shabbos didn't make them work, but they kept them trapped. They kept them as slaves. That's where all the other 9 Makkahs were. But this Makababa was not just for the Shiva of keeping them trapped and keeping them slaves, keeping them avodim. This Makababa was specifically that they made them, the Medrash says, they should so much throw Zari Chitim Usayim. And that, since they didn't do that on Shabbos, that's what the Makababa was going to do. That's what I'm going to say. Oh, they were forced to do it here, didn't they? Yeah.